I want to welcome you all to another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. And for the verse of the day, before we get into the show, a new John 13:34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. And that's one of Jesus's greatest, one of his greatest commandments is to, for us to love others. You know, we are loved. We must love others all too. Love your neighbor, love your enemies as well too. So let's go and get into our episode. So today we're going to talk about aliens. Are they actually fallen angels and not actually, you know, even if they are, let's say, for have on another planet or interdimensionally, you know, whatever, however they're coming to us, are they really fallen angels that we have been working with? And I have listened to many, many audios. I've watched a lot of YouTube videos on this topic. You know, as far as, you know, like aliens and fallen angels and stuff, you know, I've heard interviews to where the government is actually working with these entities and fallen angels, and that they're kind of, you got this different types of aliens and stuff, you know, where you have the grays, and then you got, I think, you know, you got this other aliens that were saying, hey, don't trust the grays, they're very deceptive. And then you have, like, you know, you hear interviews of, you know, of, you know, one interview that I heard on End Time Productions on YouTube is basically was the person that he was interviewing was talking about how, you know, where there was this, like, this, I don't know, a scientist or whatever, he had a team below him, and his team members, they went in there, and, you know, they were going on underground or something, and they were telling them before they got to their destination that you cannot say the name Jesus Christ, even in a cuss word. Well, when they were working on the project, they find out, hey, there's these tall thing, creatures, tall, you know, like very similar to like the Nephilim. And then they find out as they're working on this project with them that they are actually preparing for an intergalactic war with God. So here apparently you have, you know, possibly the government working with them. But then you have all this cover up and stuff, you know, from years from the government, you know, not telling us what they're doing, you know. So the question remains, are aliens really truly fallen angels and are we going about to see is this one of the greatest deceptions that the enemy is using? You know, where, poof, maybe when we're about to blow each other up in World War III or something, poof, here comes all the aliens to the rescue, fallen angels, per se, and then they turn on us. That's a possibility also, too. Or they get you to trust them, and they're like, oh, nope, they're actually not really from other planets and stuff. And who are, maybe these fallen angels, maybe they did take root in and build a society on a different planet. Who knows? I mean, that's basically, in a nutshell, that's what, like, you know, I'd love to kind of hear your thoughts. You know, I'll leave in the description where you can go to my, you know, on Anchor, and you can go to, and leave an audio message. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. What do you think? Do you think, you know, the fallen angels are actually aliens in disguise? or say. But, you know, tackling it on a whole is very mind-boggling, very mind-consuming, very time-consuming when you're researching this and when you're, you know, just, even if it's just leisure out of a hobby or whatever it is, there's so much information. There's so many different videos. There's so many eyewitnesses. There's so many, you know, stories and, or, you know, opinions or, you know, it's, one could form so many different hypotheses or opinions on what they think it could be, you know. And I just wanted to throw out one theory out there that aliens could be the fallen angels. You know, like I said, check out End Times Productions on YouTube. It's got a lot of different videos as well. You know, so that's one source that you can go to that I follow. And so what else in the realm of like aliens and stuff can we actually, you know, uncover in this episode? And, you know, I think one thing that we can actually uncover is that the government is the US, the governments have actually started coming out and saying, hey, we've discovered we have off-world vehicles in our possession. And then you have someone in the government or space program, or I forget the name of the position that he was in Israel, but definitely a high up position. I mean, of notoriety and stuff. So, you know, he even said that aliens are real. We've known about them. President Trump knows about the aliens and the Galactic Federation. In fact, they came to him. You know, President Trump was going to reveal it to us and tell us, hey, it's true. Aliens are real. You know, but then the Galactic Federation came to him and said, no, it might cause mass hysteria. You know, that aliens are, if they know about us, if he reveals this and stuff, you know. But do I believe President Trump knows something? Absolutely. I don't know if you watched him in the interview that his son was talking into him about Area 51. No, not Area 51. Roswell, New Mexico and stuff. And, you know, hey, what happened there and stuff. And there's something. And he asked his father, what do you ever think about, you know, telling us, revealing it to us? So, what actually happened there. So he knows more than the average person of what actually, you know, I believe he knows what actually happened there. And I believe that I wouldn't doubt that he was in contact with aliens of sorts, either they're fallen angels or aliens or extraterrestrials or whatever they are. I believe that he was in contact with them. And what I think that the governments are trying to do is, you know, is they're trying to null our minds, get our minds used to, like, you think about all the movies that are out there about aliens and alien invaders and all this stuff that are out there, you know, where they're slowly just dripping on us. You know, it's like now they're saying, hey, this is true. This is. And they're slowly dripping on us. And what's eventually going to happen is eventually they're going to have full disclosure. They're going to be like, hey, you know, maybe the alien said we can join the Galactic Federation, but we got to get rid of our nuclear weapons or something, you know, something will happen or something to where they will have full disclosure, because I have seen videos on like so many things, you know, of UFOs and stuff and aliens, you know, so I think we can handle it. The fact that our society is So, I definitely believe that is something that we can definitely handle as a society, as far as the truth behind aliens, UFOs, fallen angels. I just want to know. Like so many of us, we just want to know the truth. We want full transparency. What is actually going on? And I think that's fair. A lot of us should be able to have that full transparency, instead of being lied to and manipulated and told, oh no, it's just a hot air balloon, or it's just this, or it's just that, or just brush it off as this, So I'm kind of glad that they're finally coming forward a little bit and saying, oh yeah, that's a real video, that's true. Or this, or we have this, or we have that, it's just a matter of time. And I got more after this commercial. Do you actually know what happens when a nuclear bomb goes off? It's called an electromagnetic pulse, which is called an EMP. And what that does, it knocks out all of your computers everywhere. So if you're, if it explodes in space or wherever, it renders it useless. But thanks to EMP Shield, made in America, tested by a government facility, of and backed by a warranty and everything, backed by a insurance policy. So if something happens, they cover up to a certain amount, of like they cover your lightning protection as well too. So if it doesn't, if something doesn't happen, it doesn't work, you are covered up to a certain amount. Also, you have it covers for solar flares. It covers, for three phases of an EMP, an E1, E2, and E3. Highly recommended from a lot of people. I highly recommend it as well too. And it gives you the peace of mind. Don't go to sleep at night wondering, am I going to be prepared if there's a solar flare or some type of an EMP, if it's man-made or God-made, some way? Don't put your family out like that. Don't put yourself out like that to where you don't have your car doesn't run anymore. You have no way to produce power or anything from your generators or anything like that. So use coupon code JEB, JEB. They'll give you a $50 coupon, and that'll still apply even if you use, if they have a sale. That's a great thing about EMP Shield. They're running a sale, you get the sale plus the coupon, or even if you buy multiple devices as well too. So you go to empshield.com, enter the coupon code JEB, or you can go to empshield.com/JEB. Put in the coupon code just in case, double check, make sure it went through, and you will be on the road of the peace of mind of knowing that you and your family are protected in the event you have it. There is an EMP strike, solar flare, or lightning protection as well too. Easy to install, comes with instructions, so it's an easy installation. Anyone, pretty much anybody can do it. And any, we are they do give the That's a generous commission, so that'll go help to help the podcast show, and so I could reach more people and spend more time on the podcast as well too. So want to welcome you all back to Alien Talk. I knew you'd love that. So Alien Talk, right? So basically, like I was saying, is that we're ready, and I'm glad that they're being trans coming out a little bit and being a little bit more honest versus than trying to cover it up. No, that's not true. That's not true. No. Now, there's just too many things that we've all encountered from the men in black which we're actually going to talk about on the, we'll talk about on one of the future episodes. We'll talk about the Men in Black, you know, all sorts of stuff, that a lot of unknown things and topics and stuff that we're going to dive into. And but I didn't want to pass this up. I definitely wanted to get more into this talk, kind of share a new perspective of what I think aliens could be, fallen angels, you know, as far as like, you know, there's just so, in this, in the UFO world, there's just so many things to cover. It would take many, many episodes, and I will cover this in many more episodes, you know, because there's just so much out there about, you know, so many different, you know, story or things or situations that have happened to people, you know, of alien abduction, UFO abductions, and so many things out there, you know, that have happened to people. So, you know, I'd love to get your opinion, kind of let you think, and what is that really going? I want to give you a fresh perspective of what I think, you know, different theories and stuff or opinions that I have, you know, and then wrap it all up and, you know, you be you decide for yourself. What do you think it could be? So want to thank you for tuning in for another episode. Any way that you can help support the show, I really appreciate it. I need your help. I need your help from any of my longtime listeners. I need your help with monthly support for the show or a one-time donation through PayPal. I really do need your help. A monthly donation would go a huge way. I'll give the link where you can give a monthly donation. If you want to give a monthly donation through PayPal every month, you can do that as well too. Or you can go to Anchors, my website that I'll give you, that'll be in the description, where you can go to and where you can give on a monthly donation. There's different increments that you can give on a monthly donation. I believe it 99 cents, dollar a month. I mean, I don't want the 99 cents, $4.99 and up. So, you know, anything that you can afford to help, I would really, really appreciate it. I need your help. I need your help. Otherwise, you know, it's hard to spend time on this episode. I'm going to be constantly working all the time. I want to be able to work for you guys and to bring you more content and to bring you more, you know, shows like this for my opinion, you know, and wrap it all up like in a bow and let you decide for yourselves. So until next time, I'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you so much for any support that you have given so far. I appreciate that. Any of you that have already purchased in the past EMP Shield products, I hope that they bless you. I hope they help you in the event that, I hope that never happens, but if it does, I hope that it provides the protection that you need for you and your family. If you want to help support the show, also, there's other links and affiliates and other partners, programs that we're affiliated with, other companies that I highly, highly recommend. So, you know, from CBD, you know, you got the beckhemp.myctfo.com. I put the link, you know, in the description as well too. You can scroll down and find that as well too. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for your support. Please share this. Please like, please subscribe, please follow. All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. And I will catch you all on the next episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. And each and every one of you will be in my prayers. In fact, before I leave, let me say a quick prayer for you all. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for all the listeners, supporters, friends of the Jason Beck Show family. And I just ask you to bless them, heal them. You know, if they don't know you, then I ask that they open their hearts to get to know you, to go to church, to learn about you, and to give their lives to you, and to repent and turn And I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I want to thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. I hope you have a blessed week. Please like, please share, please subscribe, please follow. And I need your help. I need your help. I often don't like asking for help, but I do need your financial help and your support. Really appreciate it. It would help me out a bunch. Thank you so much for any support you've given so far. Love each and every one of you, and y'all have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. Bye-bye.